Troops Riley's Gaff is recorded in Strangers Barbers down at 80 Kent Street in the Barras. Come down, get yourself a wee chop. Cheers.
But you know for the most part nothing indifferent. Sometimes be stuck in my ways. Weekend fucked up in somebody's kitchen. Stick in my hand, I'm chilling with the troops and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging. You think that I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad. Get deep fried and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back and relaxing your best. No, I'm sticking on Riley's gas.
Let's go right,
bro. Let's go right.
Let's go deep.
I like go so deep today
that be my guest.
Here's something
deep. My guest.
Here's something deep for you to ponder on. Think about this, bro. Clyde One is like the Scottish Illuminati. Like if you think of like, so if you think like they're a mad like institution thing, and it's all like that. Like if you are, because I listen to Clyde One every day, right?
Right.
Basically every day, Monday to Friday, right? It's just the radio that sits on. Uh-huh. I don't listen by choice, but hey, I don't really mind it sometimes.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, but they do this thing where like, they've got artists that they play all the time. Jerry Cinnamon!
Yep.
Like they've got their mad Scottish, like, we've picked you. Aye. We've picked
there's
you.
There's a new one, mate.
Happened to Ewan McVicar. And then, oh, that's an absolute banger! Uh-huh. Ewan McVicar!
Ears on Ewan McVicar.
Aye. Shit like that. So like, I feel like when they pick you, That's you're like a mad, you've sold your soul.
Aye.
Callum Beattie sold his soul.
Callum Beattie, is that the guy that's like,
they're all the same person.
They're on the
no,
hill.
That is fucking Nathan something.
Mate, that guy's
on the heather, on the hill. Mate. Oh, my girl said to me, would you meet me by the sea?
I can meet you underneath
that. Are you trying to tell me that's no mad demonic like record, like Clyde One or the mad executives and that, and they sit in a mad room figuring out mad satanic frequencies and that,
and then
putting that in his tune?
Aye.
Because that shouldn't be that catchy.
Aye.
But then it comes on, you're like, oh my god, it's me. We figured it, but it's just the exact same tune as Joy Rife, how you won medals down in Flanders.
Tiller, is that
that he stole it?
The Black Tans.
he stole Black Tans theme tune.
Mate, and I was saying that's quite a good move to be like, because, I mean, the Wolftones are great artists, mate.
Oh,
they write beautiful songs, some of them.
Some beautiful limericks.
Some absolutely beautiful, limericks from the aisle, bro. And like, but you wouldn't be scrutinised much. Now cunts go, right, so I'm going to give you an example. You said Callum Beattie.
Uh-huh.
That cunt sings Salamander Street, didn't he?
I could not
now,
tell you.
Mate, there's a tune, right? It's on the radio all the time, and it's like, because down at Salamander Street,
that's all him, the cars start at your him, feet. That'll be him.
Mate, see that tune? That is, have you all heard of the Last Shadow Puppets?
Aye.
It's like Alex Turner and Miles Kane.
Aye.
Mate, that's just like every single one of their tunes. Like that tune starts off with like a dum 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 dum, which is the exact same as like Sweet Dreams Tennessee, mm-hmm. which I pure love. And that's their tune. It's just that's that copied. But whereas you do that with fucking Boston Rose or something for the Wolftones, nobody's picking that up, mate.
Nah.
Except you, obviously, you've got a keen ear.
I heard it, mate.
Yeah.
Can I get it by me, mate? I want to like pure. I love Clyde One.
Yep.
Deep down in my heart, I love Clyde One. Super scoreboard.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I couldn't rate the scoreboard.
Mate, Gordon Donkey, mate.
Gordy Donkey, mate. Smooth as Egyptian cotton on the microphone, Gordon Donkey is.
Imagine your life if Gordy Donkey was your big bra. Imagine how much better your life.
He would teach you so many, like, pure... But he wouldn't be... Like, he'd teach you hundreds of lessons about life, but he'd date in a pure, like, sarcastic... Like, sort of like...
But you'd
You really think that's a good idea? Like, are you going out to, like... You're like, I'm going back. See, I'm like... I don't know. I remember being like young, like when I was going out in that and coming in at like 10:30 mm-hmm. and then going out to like another gaff.
Aye.
But I need to go home and get charged up, like something like that, know what I mean? And I'd go in and my dad would be like, where are you going? Like, I'm back out. And it's like 10:30, like 11 or something. Aye. But I'm going back out now.
Aye.
And he's like, I don't know if that's a fucking good idea. Like shit like that.
But
like,
imagine Gordon Duncan was, you run up the stairs, you're like, right, charger. I'll take my bag, t-shirt and that, I might stay there and that, and you see Gordon Duncan and he just goes, Evan, do you really think you should be going out at 11 o'clock? You'd be like, oh, I don't know, man, that's pure untrue, man.
You need to listen, because he's one of these guys, I think, he would say a lot of things and then 3-4 months down the line, mm-hmm. you'd be like, don't say it, fuck you. Aye. Fuck you, big bro.
Yep.
And then 3 months down the line, you'd pure realise he was right. He'd be like sitting with his coffee in the morning. You'd be like, how you always right, Gordon?
And it's just like, I don't, mate. Like, he accepts it every time. He's a bit like Jesus or something. I could be a bit, he's got a bit of Jesus in him.
He might be Jesus. But I do love it for that. Yep. But I also want to like tear them down in a way. Mm-hmm. Like they are mad sort of Cat Williams, sort of like
right.
George Bowie.
George Galway.
How you call yourself a DJ, George, but you ain't got no song.
You ain't spin no discs.
Explain that, my guy. I want to like
just
go.
Just coming out, mate. Who else
get
is
me,
on it?
Clyde One, get me on.
Who is Greg Hemphill no on it?
No.
Well,
Greg Hemphill's a guy who's like tuning the fan.
Still game. I thought he was on it for some reason.
Who's a presenter?
Who's on that bitch in the daytime, bro?
Let me give you the rundown. Let me give you the schedule.
Let's hear the squad.
First up, you've got like bringing a bit of energy and joy into the morning, you've got Jordan Cassie.
Oh,
George Bowie. But George Bowie is like just the like my guy, my work hates him.
No,
like he was doing the day in George Bowie's pure. Oh, the traffic's mental. Like he was doing his mad thing. And the guy was like, he done an impression with that fucking hate that cunt
and walked away. Like, he hates him, Ross.
Mate, George.
Cash stand him.
Mate, he's the mad, he's the king, he's the young prince of Clyde One.
He's the king, he's like the king of morning radio in Scotland.
He is.
But like, he's like,
what's Cassie like?
He's the pure, like, he's like, his humour is so like on brand Scottish. It's like pure, oh, like it was like they were talking about like being somebody else, having somebody's brain for the day or something. And he's like, oh, I hope no one gets my brain, I'm a total dafty. That's his part of it. I love shit like that.
I mean, it gets you giddy in the morning.
That is easy listening, that's what that is.
And then you've usually got, I think it's like maybe Grant comes in for a few. This is when you start toning. You're listening for the 5K minute in the morning.
Right.
Try and get on answers.
5K
right.
minute is unbeatably the best thing in the world. The 5K minute, it's like, do you know like every, so I've went back to, I want to talk about my new work, right? So I went back to my old work, but just, I've got an example because a guy, Dez, watches this by the way. So shout out Dez. He used to play his tunes and that and whatever. Wait, he actually used to put his phone on a wee stand and flip through TikTok like on the motorway and that. I actually done that way, playing through his van and that, right? But then see when the 5K minute comes on, it's always, everybody puts the radio on for the 5K minute.
The nation comes to a halt in the 5K minute. It's the biggest minute of the day in Scotland.
Like you sit with your coffee like that, like you're huddled on a wee radio, like pure.
Nah.
The war times or something.
1945. Argentina.
Oh,
like you're just shouting out answers.
See when you get like somebody who goes on to 5K minute and just drops a fucking bomb, mate. Drops a donut, gets a zero. Actual embarrassing.
It really happens, mate. If you catch the zero,
but you sitting about the 6 or 7 mark.
If I phoned in George and Cassie, and like, what do you normally get? I'd be like,
normally 6 or 7.
I would say a 6 or 7.
Aye. Would you think so? I thought you'd have been up right up there. I thought you'd have went on like, I get a fucking 9 or 10 every time. Do you
never got one wrong, guys?
Would you? I've never got a question wrong.
Try me.
I'm gonna fucking ace that. Oh, sorry. Mate, that would be hard if you phoned up to no swear. Do you think you'd be able to do that? I think we should.
Mate, do you know what I've always thought of, by the way? I've always thought of this. How funny is this, right? Now, like, people, when they win, like, make me a win on that.
Aye.
Now, when they win it, they're always pure, oh my God. Like, they're always. Imagine you're just like that. Show me the money, guys. Like, you took it if you're other way. You're like, yes.
Come on.
Talking about tick bills now. There's a lot of people that owe money. Imagine they must get cunts like that and be like, oh, fuck, I don't want to even give him this.
They must need to talk to like the producer. No, because it doesn't, because it's just a phone call and they'll just own the radio.
Mate, the cunts
do you ever
own that.
Do you enter it?
I used to
the online.
Cash
register.
The cash register, aye.
I used to do that. That's the only one I've ever
Once
done.
I knew they dispersed to make me a winner across about 10 radio stations, I was out.
The Global News Network, bro. Mate, I'm not having the Global
it's
News Network.
It's not talking about the Illuminati of like the radio and that, mate.
It's a very... Do you know that's like on one building? See, like every... So like when I used to listen to like fucking Ricky Gervais on the radio and XFM, mind that, it was like they were talking about like mod, like the Y radios went now. It used to always just be wee studios dotted about like London, Manchester, like, you know, but it's like now it's like one building just outside, like in Hyde Park or whatever. Like, just one big building. It's just got every radio station.
The radio.
That's the radio place. That, like, which is a bit, that's a bit dystopian for me, mate.
I don't like it.
And that's what it's like probably in the town where the Clyde and that are. Where are they? You know, Clyde Bank or something. I love it. I respect it so much.
We know. So, mate, it's super scoffled. Mate, my dream actual. Obviously, when you're growing up, everybody in Scotland's dream is to be in River City, right? But
standard.
But outside of that, when you grow up, you realise no, everybody can make it into River City. Imagine like me and you on the scoreboard.
What? As like guests on it? Oh, mate, that would blow that my would, mind, mate.
That would actually be the best moment of my life.
What would we need to do?
Just banter.
We just need to bombard, because us and Gordy. Gordy knows, but it's...
Gordy knows, mate.
He's coming on. We've spoke about...
I don't think he is, but I hope so.
We've spoke about Gordon Duncan on every episode for about 10 weeks.
Mate, I actually love the guy, mate.
I know.
Like, everybody that we've had as a guest, I would be the most like, it's Gordon Duncan.
He's a man, mythical guy.
Yes, he is.
But,
he's big time.
We just need to hound him saying, we want to get on. We need to be on with Martin
we
Daz.
We want to come on.
We need to be on with Martin Daz on a Saturday, mate.
Oh, bringing the schools in.
Oh, mate.
Us bringing the schools in.
Mate,
Saturday.
Imagine it's us that's gone, oh, like no, how but before, and then it goes, goals.
Goal flashes.
Goal flashes by D&B Windows. That's always a mad daft sponsor, isn't it? I would absolutely adore that, mate.
Mate, tell me, I was wondering how your first date, your new mate, job went. Because I was thinking about this in work. I was like, I wonder how he's like, because it's so funny starting a new job, like the first day, you're like, there's all sorts of mad approaches you can take to that day.
Yes.
So, like, what was your approach in terms of your personality in that? Like,
do you want me to tell you, mate?
Tell me.
I'll fucking tell you. I was straight to the point. I was a I know it's good to meet you. It'll be good to get things going. And I just come to me threatening me. It's fine. No bother. I'm going back up to office. Good to speak to you, my man. Night, see you. Woke up, mate, and I just sat in the office, couldn't come in. I was like, you alright, mate? I need to sit down, mate. I'm getting comfortable, mate. I was very like,
but you've been hospitable. The Kelly hospitality is setting to none.
That is world renowned, mate. That is all over the world. The Kelly hospitality.
It's a known hospitality name.
It's known, mate. But I was like, because I've worked there before, but obviously in a different place, so I knew all the cunts and that. So I was just kind of like, I just wanted to seem like, so I had to like send this. So all I'm doing is like, I kind of wanted to explain about this work because something's happened today that I've realised, right, you kind of get away from that work. You kind of get away from that industry. So see what I do? It's like geotechnical testing, right? So it's like, it's quite a niche thing and there's only a few companies, like there's like 10 in like the UK that are decent sized that kind of, you and every kind of, they all bitch about each other. Not as a very like, but it's so
but
mad.
A small town.
But I came in the day and I couldn't, was like, mad guys, long you got to be waged for now, right? And I was like, fucking try and stick out for a couple of weeks. Start like, and then I was like, I don't know, but I just fucking can't get away for this place, mate. And he's like, old Tam told me, he's like, it's a job for life. He told me, get out when I was young, you don't get away for it. That's what he said. And I was like, I wonder why that is. And he's like, mate. He was like, Tam, this guy, this old guy, I apologize.
That's
an old guy, right? It was like,
Tam was telling me, mate,
he's like an old guy. He's been doing it for like 50 years.
He's the Kenny of this industry.
He is the Kenny. He's like, he's the Stuart Allen
of the government, industry, the governing body.
He's the governing body, mate. And he says, like, there's only, like, you see in that industry, you see cunts leave all the time, but it's rare that somebody will leave to go somewhere else and no go back to that like testing at another company or that, mm-hmm. And it's pure mad, right? So I was trying to like work out what it is about it that's so, because he was like, it's just that you go other places and realize this is easier, because it is quite an easy thing compared to like ground working and that, mm-hmm. Know what I mean? And it's like, you don't need to have a degree in that to do it, to be good collecting bags and all that and doing bits and bobs.
You need to be taught. This is how you do it, mate.
Aye, it's none of that, mate. So
sounds very like
Illuminati-ish.
It sounds very like,
It's quite, because cunts would think, like cunts say like, see even cunts will say that to me, but see if you're in construction, you'll know, you're like, it's just like, they just come and take wee coals at the ground and fucking leave, and it's like, they're not really, you're just kind of in and out, you're never in the same place for more than like a day, really. Mm-hmm. You go in and do your thing, you leave, right? but I kind of think it is, right? It's like just like interesting enough. Like you did just enough like weird shit where like Beakles or that, or like, do you know what I mean? Like,
feel like you're a mad interesting guy.
There's just enough shit that's like, what's this? So right, so I put all that in there and then I do this and it's like a mad, I don't know. You just, it's slightly weird enough so that see when you go and do like landscaping or something and it's just like shoveling in that and it's like kind of monotonous, you're like, kind of miss when I used to put all the wee stones in order and like do that and put sand there them. Like there's mad weird.
That sounds like quite therapeutic, mate. Yeah,
it's all like, it's all to do with like absorb, like how materials like absorb water. So you need to do a lot of like weird shit with water and mad things that spin round and all that.
This already sounds better than digging a hole.
Aye, and like mad dials and you mark it in a minute when that goes there and all that and the pressure of that and the deformation of that. It's quite a wee, but it's no difficult and it's not like a mad, it's no proper like engineering and shit because that's a fucking bollock, you know what I mean? But it's just like, I feel like you kind of get away with it, mate. It's weird, it gets it
pulls you back in.
It's just when they thought I was, when they thought I was out there, I kept saying that to come to the other day, pull me back in for Sopranos. Like,
nice to meet you, mate.
Yeah, I sound that, mate, devil.
Mate, how funny is it, but thinking like, because I always think this about workplaces, like cunts must. So like now you're like, I was getting over everybody, what's happening and that. Right. But like there's cunts who come in workplaces and think like, I'm getting over every cunt and every cunt's like that. Cunts are paying their ass. But I don't think that, I'm not saying that happened with you, but like people do that where it's a mad way. You think you're being the man and they're like, actually that guy's not the man.
Listen, mate, see if you've gone into any management position, right? Cunts are like, that's what cunts say to you, right? Because see like whenever I've done anything that's slightly like, oh, I need to tell people what to do and all that, I always just be like, would it be all right if you could go and do that for like mad night? Like, be nice to cunts, you know what I mean? But then, like, cunts always like mad cunt my lot of days like that. Mate, need to be a prick sometimes. You're not a prick. If cunts don't think you're a prick, you're not doing your job. No, like, that's like a mad mentality around like being like a anything in construction. Aye. That's the mad thing. It's like, they've got, they need to hate you. Need
it's
fucking,
like jail, mate.
Aye,
it?
Mate, it is. You're like a screw, mate. But no, I'm what you were saying quite possibly is true about me, but I feel like, see, when I was going down to talk to cunts, there was already like a preconceived like fucking wankers coming in, and then but after talking to
them,
right, mate, I'll get a chat with you later on.
Mate, there's always, I feel like when you start a new workplace, there's always a moment where like the cunts go, he's one of us, that boy.
He's already a cunt.
I mean, I remember that, like, I've been in the railway, and the railway's so funny, man. I remember
that's the Illuminati.
That
of
is the real. That's the Masons, mate.
Aye, like no, that's the Illuminati. Maybe the construction testing's the Masons. Right, but the Illuminati.
We are the actual Illuminati. Like, we are the controlling organism. We have the railway. But I remember getting in there, and I remember like a boy asked me. Like I remember getting in, and I was a wee guy, so it was like they were. It was like they hadn't sort of earned the mad respect. Aye. They're like, oh, fucking boy, man.
Aye.
And I remember like it was like, oh, did you just fly in this morning, Evan? Like, talking about like if the roads are clear. And I was like, no, I drove in. So I remember a cunt Faye Hill House, a goodie, what a guy he is. He turned around, he was like, oh, it was actually quite funny, Evan.
Yeah, I love when cunts like enunciate that something's funny. See when cunts go, that's hilarious.
I don't know the emotion. Mate, that time in my life, like working in there was unbelievable, mate. Like, I went, we had to go down to crew. Like me and my supervisor, who was just the most like boring guy. I was like, I can't think of anything worse than being in this motorway. He was just a pure angry cunt. Mate, drove down. He I was like, I'll maybe get to drive a wee bit and that'll kind of keep my mind. He was like, I'm driving. I was like, fuck's sake, I don't think he trusted me. You know what I mean? He's driving down and like, he just doesn't like it. Like, I remember I gave him a mad pen that was a joint to like sign something with.
He
was actually just staring at the thing like, fuck that. I was like, it's a joint. And he was like, all right.
Get it back.
So we went down, but we Candy. I've told you about Candy.
I know Candy, mate.
He's fake crew.
Aye.
So he was like, I'll get you down there. And he's like, I'll go for a pint that.
Aye.
So mate, we go down, right? Candy's what I take shows about his turn.
Aye, of course, mate. You're in his bit.
Aye, we're at his bit. I think he was like, I'll take care of his boys and that, aye, right? Aye. But we get down there, then we find out they've booked us in a room, like a double room. With two single beds, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like he was like, it's two rooms, if I'll wait down, I know I've got a room each, so that's good. And we get down there, mate, if they're like a fucking 3-hour drive, and they're like that. The company's actually booked you in a room with two single beds, and he's like, Are you fucking joking? And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, we're wearing the same work shit. So I can't, but I don't know who that guy is. Who's that? This place a fucking dump. Outside fucking bog. I mean, he's like tearing this place to the ground. And I'm like, oh, what is going
you're
on?
You're an ugly cow. Aye. Frankly.
He was just tearing them a new hole. And I was like, oh my God, man. And they end up like, we go a room each, thank fuck. And then at that night before we went out to work, it was like, Candy's got to take us out for a jam. Yes,
I bet you were buzzing for the arrival at Candy, bro.
No, really, mate.
No, like, I thought that would have been respite.
Candy
for
was
the...
a bit of respite, I'll be honest, but Candy wasn't a drinker, mate, right? He didn't go out drinking. So he was like, I'll take you out for a pint now, because it's like, I'm mad. Take you out for a pint. He wouldn't be like, I'll take you out for your lunch. Well, mate, what are you fucking gay, mate?
Like, but, aye, exactly. Take you out for lunch. A coffee or something. What, mate?
Mad environment.
It needs to be a pint of Guinness.
Needs to be a pint. There's no other option.
But I remember, if I remember correctly, Candy's quite a cowardly fellow.
He was. I was just quite sheepish, sheepish, that's the word. But his old boy ends up coming in, right? Ooh. And I'm like, this is going to be the most boring night of my fucking whole life. So I'm like, I'm just going to get wrecked. You know what I mean? So I was just tanning pints and that. But Candy had like one pint. I remember he was sitting. He was pure bottom in that. Like, after like one pint, he's pure... I'm like, is he all right? I'm like, we've only had like one drink. And he's like... and his dad kept going at him. You're right, Andy, you've had enough now. You've had enough. And it was like one drink, and he was
oh
like,
my God,
yeah, Dad. Yeah, Dad. And he was like,
oh my God.
And then he was telling a story, right? And he was like laughing and that. And I could tell it, he was quite scooshed off like one pint, right? And he's like sitting, he's just telling a story, and he told like the punchline and like done and all these snortles. Like now that way, it's like a full, like straight line of a wall of snorter came out and went into his mouth, and it was just swinging at his mouth. And his dad was like, right, we're going up the road, Andy. God, and I was like, bro, what the fuck is going on here? That, why am I in crew?
That is fucking insane, bro.
Snortled out like, after a pint.
Mate, sometimes when I hear shit, there's nothing I can think other than like, this just sounds bad to Candy, mate. I know you're his bro in that. I know you and Candy are close, right? But I just think, fuck being that cunt. Like, more than anything in my head, doing it, all I'm thinking is, like, I would, like, fuck being like Candy. Mate, imagine being that guy. The one. Scooshed on one pint, snorting, your dad pulling you by the ear.
Like, right, you've had enough.
That would be the worst existence, bro.
It's dreadful, man.
That's terrible, mate. No, I've been quite enjoying somebody said to me at the weekend, bro. So I was at the Celtic game at the weekend.
Well, we were
hail hailing. We were hail hailing it this weekend. It was fucking torture. 3 Earls and Bacon Sun, mate, watching Aberdeen get equaliser after the equaliser.
That was carnage, mate. Going to the game, going to the game yourself is interesting.
Aye.
That's the first time I've ever done that.
Tell me about that, mate.
Very weird, mate. I was like, had the weed vape and that, know what I mean? I was pure like...
punishing it.
I remember thinking, oh, fucking... I got to like Hamden, like, I'll be like, there's got to be thousands of people there. Nobody's checking pockets and all that. I mean, nothing like that. So I get the train, I walk off, and Stoughton up the road, mate, and there's something pure like... So you like going to the game, just like powering up the road yourself, mate. It's quite like powerful, mate.
Aye. Because you've just watched your team playing. Which is a good game of FIFA.
Aye, but you're like going to the game, mate. Like,
aye.
But everybody else, you just need a cunt to go with.
Aye, no, mate, going to the game yourself is brilliant.
I'll power down myself.
Aye.
So I remember, like, I'll go in and get... mate, somebody had to buy me juice. Like, there's like a post office next to Hamden, and the queue was massive, and all I wanted was juice, right? Like, I just wanted Fanta. I was like, Fanta Lemon, here we go. I stood in this queue for like 15 minutes, and the woman was like, right, put your card in. But I seen the guy before me, and he kept trying it, and it pure wasn't working. She was getting pure impatient with him. I was like, fuck this. And she was like, right, put your card in. I put it in, and I'm with Monzo. Like, all my cards are Monzo. So I put one in that said, like, take card out, and I took it out. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, it told me to take it out. And she was like, right. And she just stood, and I was like, can I try another one? She was like, aye. I was like, this is the worst customer service I've ever.
But mate, imagine walking in that shop
No,
I mean, that would have been murder.
But I'd date with a smile on my face still.
Aye, you would, mate.
You want?
I was actually talking to Joe about that before this. You need to, your customer, know what, how bad a day you've had, right? Fucking cheer up when you're serving me. That's one thing it does, man.
Yeah, Hen, he's a fucking smile.
It's the worst of it.
But
yeah, smile, darling.
So you said that to the woman, you're like, cheer up, pen, take
cheer
a card.
Up, darling.
I'll just take this.
So but I tried it, two cards, none of them worked, and I was like, ah, fuck, I'll just leave it then. Aye. The guy behind me was like, ah, stick it in my mind, I'll get you.
Sorted.
I was like, ah, thanks, mate. I mean, it's like 170. I'm like, cheers, mate.
Appreciate it. What's your details,
mate? Then I walked up and seen they had fucking the sniffies out, mate. Ooh. The sniffies, and I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Oh, no. Fucking vape in my mate, pocket.
That's why you had the sniffies now, didn't they? Because you would have gone into the fucking, you were in with the GV.
The Green Brigade got me a ticket.
Did they? Aye.
They said, we'll send one out and we want him there.
Mr. Brigade sent a ticket out.
I got the message for the Green Brigada.
The Green Brigade.
The Verde Brigada, mate.
The Verde Brigada.
The Verde Brigada sent the memo out, mate, and I got it. So I was there, but aye, man. So
the sniffer dogs, but you go by.
Oh, we get it. It was not a problem, you know what I mean? It was fine, but I walked like by where I was meant to go because I was going to meet Donicky, but I walked by where I was meant to go and I walked up a mad hill when I was trying to like figure out what I should do. And then I walked back down and I walked by a guy and like he looked steaming and I walked like by him and I just heard him turning and going, Riley! And I was like, ah, what's happening to me? He's like, Mona, we'll get a fucking picture, right? So I like ran up. I was like, what's happening to me? And he was like, ah, four abis you. Let me get my Snapchat out, mate, right? And he was like 37 or something. I'm like, what's going on with your Snapchat? He's like, I'll get my Snapchat chat up here. And he was like, I knew that was you. I seen you, I thought that's a face only the radio could love. And I was like, I think you've got that one right.
Aye, that's not, it's a face on the radio, isn't it?
Or like a face only a mother could love it. He was like, ah, fucking face only the radio could love it.
He's that steaming, he's like, Bell, thought man.
Done him there.
He's got to talk about
it. He worked.
Aye, did,
he bamboozled me.
He did.
But no, it was interesting, mate. I was sitting next to, because I got a ticket off a boy in my work, and I was sitting next to this, like, I got to the seats, and next to me was this sort of wee motherly figure. And I was like, she'll be away someday, and that. But we realised we were both there on our own, so we started having a wee, like, should bring Big Ida on.
I
started imagining she was my mom, and I was like, do you know what? Every time I turn around to her, people go, he's at the game. I mean, he's more, that's lovely. You know what I mean? There's nobody that wouldn't have been thinking that.
He's sitting like that, right?
Imagine I put my arm on that. Some game miss, isn't it? Fucking hell, some game miss.
You alright? You want my jacket or that,
mate? That'd be scary, mate.
That would be creepy, mate. I was there. I had a very different experience. I went to my pal's gaff, Dan, fucking sound cunt. I went to his gaff before it and ended up getting steaming. Fucking was drunk before the game. Sat down fucking for the game and I was on the halfway line where the sun was just battering down, bro. Actual battering down for the first half, mate. And so no, sorry, I forgot to include this. Just before the game started, one of the boys on me was like, I want one of them. A snus, right? It was a pure black bag. And I was like, right, fuck it, I'll put it in. And I was like, how many like milligrams is that? And he was like, oh, it's the strongest, it's 40. And I was like, cunt just gave me 40 milligrams of nicotine, mate. Nicorette, 6 milligrams or something, mate.
40?
Aye, 40. It's a pure insane amount.
Like, in the sun and that?
Aye, mate. Actual, like, bacon in the sun with this hang on my lip. Like, oh my God, mate, right? And I go to, I was like that, and I was actually waving to you at half time. I remember thinking to myself, like, right, 3 points of contact. I was thinking back to mad shit to like today with tripods, mad engineering thing. Like I was putting like my knee against the front seat and my horn there, and I was like, right, I'm stable. I was just stoning like at me. I see if I didn't do that, I'd actually have been fucking down, bro.
3 points.
Mate, I was like, 3 points of contact, I'll be fine. Oh, I felt like Bear Grylls or something, then I'll get through this first half. But then it fucking went on. Fucking another couple of snusses later, bro. I was right into the snus that day, mate.
Oh, the snus will get you. The
snus does get you. It's good, fucking tasty, lovely stuff. But, aye, then fucking, I was there for another fucking 2 hours or something. It was an absolute travesty, mate.
It was a barn burner.
Do you know what I heard? I heard somebody say, one of the cunts I was with said, NGL. He said NGL, IRL. I was like, can I say NGL, IRL? What? Like, he said, like, he didn't say, like, not, he was, when
not
he
gonna
say,
lie.
I done NGL, I don't know fucking where guys.
No, that's not acceptable.
He said NGL IRL, bro. I couldn't even believe it. And then it got me thinking about what other words I could say IRL.
Everybody should just shorten every... Imagine just saying the first letter every word.
I want to start saying IYKYK.
If you know, you know.
IYKYK, bro.
A quick bit. Mate, I want to show you a video, but we're going to need to pause till I find it.
Right, sound, I need a piece.
Right, okay. Troops, we've got an announcement. We are now offering a 7-day free trial on our half B tier over at our Patreon. So that means you'll get access to the end of the episode. When you hear us switching over to Patreon at the end, that means you'll get access to all of those episodes. So why not give it a go? 7-day free trial. You can go right through our archive of every bonus Patreon episode we've done. We've even got a few episodes that are just bonus episodes that we chucked in for that tier at random times, so you'll have so much to watch through. Give it a try. It's 1 week, you'll not be charged. Cancel it before the end if you don't want to be charged, but it's £3 a month, so it's up to yourself. Obviously we've got our other tiers, a blue flavor boy tier. With that, obviously you get all the extended episodes, but you also get a bonus episode each month. You get access to the Discord server, you get to ask questions for guests and us. We've also got the On It Till Tuesday tier, where you get two bonus episodes every month. You also get early access to all the episodes, and you get 10% off merch, and then obviously you get everything else that we've mentioned previously. And then our biggest tier, the GOAT tier, the daddies, you get to request an episode. It can be eaten really within reason, unless you want us to like strip off. We can discuss a price about that. But for £20 a month, you can request an episode. It can be anything, it can be a conspiracy theory, a watch along, anything you can think of. You get 20% off merch, plus everything mentioned in all the other tiers. So yes, get on it, troops. www.patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. Right, we're back, guys. We're about to watch people wrestling in a pond. This is SGW, Soft Ground Wrestling, for Uganda.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this has been blowing my mind, mate.
Apocalyptic pond match. And it
is a pond. I can't really match. See it.
I get this fucking light away for us.
No, I can't. I mean, it's all right, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, it's all the boys, man.
The fans.
A pond match, bro.
Fuck doing this,
I mean. I wouldn't fight that cunt, mate.
What is he saying, James?
He's such a buffoon. He's such an idiot. He cannot beat
that.
You. Check him. That's what he said. I'm that's
Mr.
The
Handsome. That's Mr. Handsome. The other guy's Mr. Ooh. Handsome.
I'll beat you up here. It'll show I'm not fighting a champion.
Ooh, yeah,
that's better.
He's a coward, yeah. You say?
Mate, he is handsome, to be fair.
This is a good build up, mate. I want to see who wins the pond match now.
Yeah. You are the cornerstone of truth. This man's preaching, bro.
That's some Bible shit, brother. Yeah.
And the pond match.
Bro's bringing the Bible out for
pond,
the promo.
Pond side.
Mate, we should have took a Bible to the TikTok boxing presser.
Mate, this, we need to take some
just
of this.
Just read just bits of the Bible.
Aye, just read like.
So, Sean Paul, John.
Aye.
John the Baptist.
Obviously in Matthew.
3:19. Here we go, I think we'll get the match.
Yes.
The crowds are
wild, bro.
Oh my god, look at the rocks in that next to it.
In the world of pro wrestling, you only have to be very, very grave, very, very aggressive. That's a fighting champion, he said. Mr. Handsome is a champion.
I wish the boys would get to it.
They need to film their intros, but the promos.
We need to get invested in the characters.
Mr. Handsome's stony face, bro.
Mr. Handsome's missing one of his front teeth. He'll hate that, being Mr. Handsome.
I know.
Mate, this is what me and you need to get in.
This is
Soft Ground Wrestling Scotland.
Up the venture, bro.
They're getting the pawns, mate.
Let's see these men get at it. Let's see what Mr. Handsome, if he can back up the talking. See, I don't think he's fighting. He's got Mr. Handsome's got a boy that's fighting for him.
Oh, is Mr. Handsome the guy shouting ball? And
Mr. Handsome Jr.
Oh, so he's
sending in his young boy.
The protege, if you will.
Here we go, mate.
Oh. Oh,
I don't.
Oh,
rolling up the song.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh, the pond. Mate, pond match must be our first. Mate, look at the big rocks in that next to him, man.
Mate, imagine your feet in that.
Oh. Oh, fuck, man.
Some good scraps.
What's he got to do? Oh, he's kicked
the
balls.
Swan Tom Bomb? Is that a Swan Tom Bomb or something? What is that?
Power Bomb. He just power bombed him in a pond. Mate, the fans are going brazy.
He power pawned him.
Oh, he gave him too much time, mate.
Oh. Oh, he was celebrating a bit too much, yeah. Oh, bang. Oh, bang.
Mate, even that water, I know,
mate. Mad malaria water.
I'd tap out as soon as the water hit me.
Did you get a move for that shit, bro?
Did now eat.
That's doing the Clyde, mate. Need to get the Clyde.
We need to start doing this. Doing the burns and that.
No, but on the Clyde, like kind of go living that. Doing the kids are fishing.
Because you each have the face.
It's just me and you. And a camera, bro.
We wear suits in the pond, mate.
Oh, mate, we would look fucking...
Pond suits.
Kenny, mate. I'm going to be Kenny, mate. That's going to be my character. Oh.
Fuck.
Oh.
Open.
He's climbing out the bump.
He's climbing out the bump. He's trying to escape the bump. Mate, you telling me if we done a card, a card, right? All TikTokers, but they're in the Clyde.
Aye.
Fighting.
Fighting in the Clyde, mate.
The added element of the water.
The Clyde.
Just been so what's your prep been like? Just been doing rapid lunch, mate.
I mean, I've been up with leisure drone. And the kiddie pool.
He's drowning him.
Oh, mate, in that water, mate.
You're going to kill him.
He's had enough. I'm just thinking, mate, I don't know if the Ugandans here, I don't know if they've dug a little... Maybe this is a wee sterilised pit they've dug. They've got artificial sandy water on that.
Probably.
I think they've done it all above board. Knee rocks.
Is
there
a commission in that for this?
Aye, is that right? Are you going to go me with that? The SGW commission.
Wait, this has been a match for the ages, man.
Crowd, look, mate. And Mr. Handsome's had an
apple. Mate, look at just his back half on the rock.
That, mate. Mr. Handsome's been knocked out.
Oh my god, mate, this is brutal.
Oh.
Mate, he sells well, didn't he?
Mate, imagine leaving the gaff and that. Morgan's like,
wait, you stay in the day. Aye, we're doing pond wrestling.
Got to jump up, mate. You seen that SGW Uganda?
Me and you were taps after that.
Imagine practising it and that before the filming and that.
Aye.
We need to practise somewhere, mate. Where would be the ideal?
Aye, Troops, tell us, where's a good burn we could get this start? Have you got a good
mate,
burn near you?
I know where there's hundreds.
Have we seen enough of the guys? I think he's won, mate.
Mate, he fucking won the first 10 seconds, mate. Aye. He was flinging Mr. Handsome about like it was nothing.
Martin Kay won.
Martin Kay, mate. Martin Kay was aware of him.
Mate, I had... Martin Kay was the favourite going into that.
Aye, he was, mate. He was the champion. Mate, I know where we could get this fucking done. Lickety split, bro. Falkirk, mate,
so many canals,
mate.
Falkirk, canal.
Actually, do you know what?
Bishy canal,
mate. Do you know what? I actually went out. How funny is this, right? See, when I was like doing freelance shit, I went out with a mad fucking like Falkirk council cunt, like to talk about a mad flood prevention scheme that they were putting on, and I was like, I'll do it or not.
I had no clue.
They were like, this is a 10-year plan that we're going.
Aye.
Aye.
$4,000
$2,000
$2,500
What, 10 year you're running?
Yeah, right.
$2,000
Let me think about it. $2,000
Is he just water on it? He's still water on it?
Fucking bricks and I'll be fine.
Brick up.
Put up to me there, mate. It'll be sound.
Aye, mate, they were there trying to do that. So maybe we need to get in there, mate, before that's kicked. I've not heard back for the boys. I'm not back for the lads. I don't know if they're getting on with it, mate.
You should have send a follow-up email saying, look, we're
sending them that link.
Aye, we'll just send them that link and just be like, right, this is going to make major packet. We've got 5 OV Matty.
5 OV Matty in the pond.
Oh, mate, that may be a leveler, mate. Matty might be like a little fucking salamander.
Polly Shorts doing.
Aye, slapping my boot and all that. You wouldn't be with a hoarder.
Swimming the boot.
You wouldn't be with a hoarder, Matty, in that water,
nah,
mate.
No,
it'd be a danger in that water, bro.
Matty'd be a favourite.
He'd be
a hangover. I'd go try to get down. Like, I'd be murder, mate. But, mate, I know what I was thinking today. Did you see when you were in school, right? Did you ever think that teachers fancied you?
Aye. All them, mate. I said, she's right into me.
Yeah, I remember being in primary three and thinking, aye, my teacher heavy fancied me. I was like 7 or something.
Mate, my primary three teacher was fucking a very pretty woman.
Well, what is it about the primary threes?
But she hit me. No, I mean, not mean primary three. She hit me with a rubber, mate. I get hit with a rubber, mate.
That's flirting.
So I know, mate, could have been. But I fucking flung a rubber at a cunt, right? And it bounced and went there next to her desk, right? And she came in, she was like, who flung this rubber? And fucking some bitch called Chloe was like, it was Jamie Kelly.
Snitches.
I was like, a fucking bitch. Free nut, I'll fucking kill you. And she came in, she was like, how would you like if I flung a rubber at you? Oh, dish, mate. Hit me right in the fucking face.
Fucking teacher?
Aye, mate. Had to get the fucking parents up on that, mate. It was a big deal.
Did that make you a bit horny, but?
That made me a bit skelter. Like, she's pure playing with me, mate. She's toying
miss,
me.
Miss, don't toy with my emotions,
mate,
that.
Miss, don't come in here throwing rubbers and that, right?
Listen, miss, don't.
Mate, do you know what I was about to tell you? Do you know how we've kind of spoke about this before, right? Do you know how when somebody tells you something that is a lie when you're young and you believe it, they tell you that and it's like you just believe it for ages? Do you know, that happened to me with two things. That I remembered on Saturday. See, my dad used to tell me that I rang words to Selleck songs because there was like bad words in that. So see, no bad words, but like see the Larson song.
I
used to say like we went for Shearer and they were all like, but he's a wag. And I was like, that's my dad. Like, what is that? They're saying like, but he's an anchor. And I was like, oh, he's down. I was like, we went for Shearer.
He's only Connie Wheels, dude. He's like an anchor.
It makes perfect sense.
Imagine you,
don't ask me why.
You in the Vogue.
But he's an anchor.
Mate,
singing, don't take my Larson away in the Vogue.
Yeah, I'm my Larson.
Trying to get it going in that.
What did you think about your rugby boots?
Oh, mate, I made picture house in the Vogue, mate. I've been doing every most Hampden games. I walk back to the picture house, mate.
Picture, yeah.
Mate, it's a good. Is that
Donnicky calls it that?
Mate, I seen Donnicky. Mate, see walking up and seeing fucking Donnicky on Ruggie Main Street in the sun, mate. Bro. I was like, bro, I was actually so happy. And he was like, I've just left Evan. And earlier on that day, shout out, the wee guy came up to me and he was like, Riley's gaff. Like, can't shout Riley's gaff at me instead of Jamie. These days, know what I mean? It's mayor.
That's what I get.
Riley's gaff. I just yes. go, yes, mate. Thank you.
I hate like a boy. I was see that game. I walked by when after just as I was going into that post office after the card gate,
the debacle.
Oh, mate, terrible. And I was walking by and a boy was like, "Ah, Riley," mm-hmm. And I done like. Cheers.
And I was like, he didn't even say it.
But
I was,
cheers. You're preempting that, like, some boy.
Thanks
something.
For noticing me. Aye. No one else does.
Thank you for addressing me correctly.
Thanks for being the first ever person to actually notice me.
I am Riley. Thank you for that. But that wee guy said, he was like, I sold my ticket to Donnicky. He was the kid that sold Donnicky a ticket. So there was a lot of Donnicky stuff going on. Had a pint with Donnicky. Donnicky bought me a pint. The fucking
he's
lot.
He's a gentleman.
Mate, he's a gentleman. I offered him a pint, but he was getting around and he said, what are you having? I'm not going to fucking say, I'm Madry, Donny boy. That's what I said. But the other lyric that I was about to tell you about, that the one that I realised on Saturday was, see, and the bit that's like, they stood beside it. No, sorry, the one, that's not singing if you're right, but see the song, it's like, the love was on the wing. And cunts go, Sinn Féin. My dad told me that, said, Johnston. because of Jimmy Johnston, like on the wing of the game, like
I don't on the know, wing of that game.
Love is on the wing, Johnston, mate. And I sang that at an Inter Milan game under Dyla, mate, at home. Like, mate, I was like 16.
Mikey Johnston.
I was like, love is on the wing, Johnston. It's like, see if you're hinting that and singing that every time.
The 80s got to sit you down and go. But did you get a meal after the game while your pal's at?
I noticed about the 60th minute today, when they started singing this tune, mate, you sang the rag word.
Mate, you Libby. Sang.
Sit down.
Mate, we just need to have a conversation about it. I didn't want to sit in front of the boys.
I don't want to bring you down.
No, it was said, it was like, mate, you actually think that's what that says? And I was like, aye. It's like, no, it's Sinn Féin, mate. I was like, oh, right.
It's in the Ireland? Does that carry on?
So it was one of those things, right? I don't know, you
thought it was about soccer. Thought we were fucking playing soccer here. I'm here to support my team.
Don't fuck with me, Evan. Oh, yeah, I'm pure getting into saying, don't fuck with me, you cunt. It's like, getting pure, like, about nothing, about coffee and that. Like, just if somebody, and the next time somebody offers me a coffee, I'll go, I milk and one sugar, don't fuck me about it, right?
Mate, I seen that happen.
When?
I have something very similar.
Do tell.
Back in the railway.
Right.
And doing like 12-hour shifts.
The Wild West.
Mate, it's the Wild West. They shut the Chuck Queen Street down and that. It was a big deal, mate.
Yes.
It was on the radio and that.
Yeah, yeah.
We are shutting down Queen Street Station for upgrades.
Woo,
no,
that's us.
Everybody in the radio was loving it. And shut it down and they set up like a burger van in the site.
Yes.
And it was like, we get tokens and you go down and get something. Every, like, don't need to pay for it and that.
I love shit like that.
And that we went down, there was this mad bogging lorry driver that used to come in. And he was like, she's like, the lassies behind the thing were buzzing because everybody was like having a laugh at him and that.
Banner of lassies in the van.
Workies love a lassie in a van.
So wet, you a mad lassie, eh? You've been there already cooking or cleaning.
And then even like the old guys come in, they're like, oh, listen, Hen.
Fanny's all
dirty. Don't listen to any fucking dickheads, all right. Don't know how to treat a woman, eh? I'll treat you well.
I'll change your life, Hen.
Listen, Hen, moon away from me. A wee weekend, we'll go up calendar.
Up Sky or something.
Up Sky, wee weekend, me.
A caravan up there.
Please, Hen. Please.
I'm begging you, please.
But anyway, so this fucking guy.
So this guy walks up and she's like, so what do you want? And obviously it's a coffee machine. So it's like, do you want a latte? You want a cappuccino? You want a white coffee? But he's like, I'll have a coffee. And she's like, what kind of coffee do you want? Do you want a latte, a cappuccino? And in the middle of her saying it, he was like, just a fucking coffee, love.
Oh.
And everybody was like, now that way I couldn't believe that he was so aggressive. I kind of thought it was a joke in that.
You're shitting your own snarler, bro.
And I'm mad, like you're saying, mad old guy, he's a fucking wanker, don't listen to him. I'm mad old, mate, elder statesman came in and calmed it down.
There's always an old sage on the sites, mate, that comes in. It's like old Tam, know what I mean? There's always the oracle, mate, and he'll calm. I started watching that, I know we need to probably wrap up. Started watching that prison thing, bro.
Unlocked.
So good.
How
good
that?
So fucking good.
True story.
I'm
not having it no more.
I'm not going to make fuck up this shit.
Mate, have you seen like the autoclet cunts in like San Andreas?
Oh,
that,
mate, aye.
Like that. Motherfucking mo, head around, head like fool, man. Aye, shit.
It's so good.
The meetings they have in that, y'all want to mess around, man. And it, like, because all the older ones are like, we're assembling a super team, man. He's going to deal with the problem. Mate, but it's so funny.
We going to need you in the committee.
How many you watched?
One.
Right, okay, I won't say anything, but...
No, I'll do it. Fuck it, mate.
Mate, it's like, all the older ones are like the ones that come down, they're like, you just need to get a fucking grip, mate. But it's like, they mating all the hooch and that.
Going
out to the older ones.
Mate.
The younger ones, you just need to stop fucking about.
How much are the two wee white boys, mate? They're the fucking trips, mate. I actually love the two of them. Well, apart from, I think one of them's a bit of a dickhead. But, mate, they get in trouble for doing something to the last or something. He's like, you don't do that. No. The old guy, mate, he was like the old guy in the sights, mate.
Aye, mate, there's always an elder statesman to save the day.
Just ready to calm everything down.
That's it, mate. But look, we better go.
Mm-hmm.
No Patreon exclusive this week because we just put out like a... How long's that going to be?
2.5 hours.
2 hour video on Patreon about our thoughts on the TikTok box and the whole event.
Mm-hmm.
Right back to the start. Took it right back to the start, brother. So, and that's on the £3 tier. Normally they don't get bonus episodes, but this week we put it on for the £3 tier. So if you want to go watch that and get it on the free trial, patreon.com/Rayleigh's Gaff.
Yes.
See you later, guys.
Love yous.
Bye-bye.